Welcome to Royals Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Hoskin Powell. Batting second. The third baseman, Mike Cubbage. Batting third. The first baseman, Rod Carew. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Dan Ford. Batting sixth. The DH, Glenn Adams. Batting seventh. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Dave Edwards. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Rob Wilfong. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Gary Serum. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Steve Braun. Batting second. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting third. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fourth. The DH, Daryl Porter. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Pete Lockhock. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Freddie Potek. Batting ninth. The catcher, Jim Gaudet. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Steve Busby. And now, play ball. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a fly ball into left field. Braun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage strikes out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Braun for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett strikes out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley takes first base on ball four. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Smalley moves to second. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek fields it and throws to second for the out. Smalley moves to third. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockhock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Weiniger for the out. Adams moves to second. Two outs. Dave Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Busby. Smalley scores. Adams moves to third. It's 1-0, Twins. Dave Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards takes first base on ball four. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Porter moves to second. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a line drive into left field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Edwards throws the ball into Wilfong, who tags White, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Porter scores. It's Twins, 1, Royals, 1. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Royals 1. The Twins will come to bat. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. Powell takes first base on ball 4. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0 for 1 in the game. Cubbage bunts towards the mound. Busby fields it and throws to first for the out. Powell moves to second. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 1 in the game. Carew hits a line drive into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Smalley hits a fly ball into left field. Braun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gaudette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaudette strikes out. Two outs. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0 for 1 in the game. Braun hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 1 in the game. Brett hits a line drive into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Royals 1. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Busby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 1 in the game. Adams hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 1 in the game. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Busby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 1 in the game. Otis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Edwards. Otis reaches second base with a double. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Otis moves to third. One out. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0 for 1 in the game. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Otis scores. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 2-1, Royals. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lockhock. The throw from Weiniger and he is safe. Lockhock steals second. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 1 in the game. Cowens strikes out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Dave Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Edwards is hit by the pitch. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilfong bunts towards third. Brett fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Edwards moves to second. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Powell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Edwards scores. Wilfong goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Twins. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0 for 1 in the game. Cubbage bunts towards first. Lockhock throws towards the plate. Gaudette fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Gaudette. Powell moves to third. Cubbage moves to second. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 2 in the game. Carew is walked intentionally. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Smalley hits a line drive towards first. Lockhock catches it and steps on first to double up Carew. Two outs. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Glenn Borgman now catching. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 0 for 1 in the game. Potek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gaudette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaudette is 0 for 1 in the game. Gaudette hits a fly ball into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Braun hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Royals 2. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Gale now pitching. UL Washington now playing shortstop. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 2 in the game. Adams hits a pop-up towards short. Washington settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman takes first base on ball 4. Dave Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Edwards strikes out. Two outs. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wilfong hits a line drive into right field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6. With the score, the Twins 3, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-2 in the game. Brett hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Powell, who is chasing the ball. Brett reaches third base with a triple. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Otis hits a fly ball into center field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Brett tags and scores. One out. It's Twins, 3, Royals, 3. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luis Silverio pinch runs for Daryl Porter. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Silverio. The throw from Borgman and he is out, Wilfong applying the tag. Two outs. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Lockhock takes first base on ball 4. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-2 in the game. Cowens hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lockhock moves to third. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Royals 3. The Twins will come to bat. Tom Paquette now playing left field. Jamie Quirk now playing third base. Clint Hurdle now playing right field. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Gale, and towards Washington, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cubbage hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Carew hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Smalley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gaudette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaudette is 0-for-2 in the game. Gaudette is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Royals 3. The Twins will come to bat. Doug Bird now pitching. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockhock scoops it up and throws to first, with Bird covering, for the out. One out. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-3 in the game. Adams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Borgman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Serum fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Otis hits a fly ball into left field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Silverio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Silverio hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Lockhock hits a line drive into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Royals 3. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Childs pinch hits for Dave Edwards. Rich Childs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Childs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wilfong hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Powell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Bombo Rivera now playing left field. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle hits a line drive into center field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. White hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Serum fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-1 in the game. Washington hits a fly ball into left field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Royals 3. The Twins will come to bat. Al Raboski now pitching. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Cubbage hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Gaudette settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Smalley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Josie Depp pinch hits for Jim Gaudette. Josie Depp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Z-Depp takes first base on ball 4. Mike Marshall now pitching. Willie Wilson pinch runs for Josie Depp. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0-for-1 in the game. Paquette bunts towards the mound. Marshall fields it and throws to first for the out. Wilson moves to second. One out. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 0-for-1 in the game. Quirk strikes out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Borgman and he is safe. Wilson steals third. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Royals 3. The Twins will come to bat. Art Cusinier now catching. Randy McGilbury now pitching. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Ford takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-4 in the game. Adams hits a dribbler in front of the plate. Cusinier interferes with Adams, who is awarded first base. Ford moves to second. Willie Norwood pinch runs for Glenn Adams. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Borgman bunts towards the mound. McGilbury picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on McGilbury. Ford scores. Norwood moves to third. Borgman moves to second. It's 4-3, Twins. Bombo Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Norwood scores. Borgman moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 5-3, Twins. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Wilfong hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Quirk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Powell hits a pop-up towards third. Quirk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Cubbage takes first base on ball 4. Rivera moves to second. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk, Carew hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Paquette. Carew reaches second base with a double. Borgman scores. Rivera scores. There goes Cubbage trying to get to home. Paquette throws the ball into Washington, who relays the ball to Cusinier, who tags Cubbage, who came all the way from first, for the out. Two runs are unearned. It's 7-3, Twins. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Luis Silverio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Silverio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Silverio is called out on strikes. One out. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Lockhock strikes out. Two outs. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 0-for-1 in the game. Hurdle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 7, and Kansas City Royals, 3. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.